Hey there, boss ladies. Summer is here, and you might be feeling the heat when thinking about how you're going to scale back your schedule without scaling back your profit this season. I've got you. Get ready to level up your income, save time so you can create more memories with the family, and make some serious money this summer. You're listening to the Scorching Hot Mini Series, the Summer Success Blueprint, where I'm about to drop the most sizzling income-producing strategies that will have you raking in the cash while honoring the seasons of both business and motherhood. So grab your notebook and pen because you're going to want to jot down these valuable nuggets of wisdom. Get a cozy spot, get your favorite beverage ready, and let's dive into the magic of time management mastery. I'm going to equip you with the tools, strategies, and inspiration you need to make the most of your precious time and boost your productivity so you can reclaim your time and find balance amidst the beautiful chaos of motherhood and entrepreneurship. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast mini series, The Summer Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Megan, and today we're diving into the wonderful world of time management because let's face it, time is our most precious resource. And this time of year, it matters more than ever. Are you ready to take control of your time and maximize your productivity? Well, buckle up because I've got a treasure trove of time management wisdom coming your way. In this episode, we'll explore advanced methodologies tailored specifically to the demands of mom entrepreneurs and how you can create time management systems that actually work for you and your life and the season you're in right now. So first off, let's uncover some techniques to optimize your workflow. For many of us, time can be limited in our summer schedules especially, and you want to ensure that you're using your time in the most efficient and effective way possible when you actually have time. So let's talk about setting some priorities. You may be in a season where everything you want to do just isn't going to get done, and that's okay. Please hear me when I say that. It's okay. Sometimes we have to accept that the season we are in is the season that we're in, and we have to plan to make the most of the time that we have and then come back to the rest when things shift again. For example, if you've been working on launching a new course, but your kids are home, activities are filling up your schedule, and you need to grow and nurture your audience for this course to happen, you probably don't want to take that all on at once. Instead, you can create a priority list so you can focus on the top first and work your way down. For example, summer would be a great time to attract and nurture your audience, to build your know, like, and trust factor, to create some systems so that you can layer strategy in and work behind the scenes on creating the outline for your course. You're still moving the needle and working towards your goal of launching this course. You're just doing it one step at a time so that you can remain consistent and you can honor your life season. You can do this with personal things too. In fact, I'd argue that when you're making a priority list, you should always start with personal things first, then layer your business around it. That is my number one secret to building a successful business and still having a life to enjoy outside of business. And today, I'm giving you permission to embrace the art of saying no to things that don't align with your priorities. Now, one of the biggest mistakes I have made, and I see so many people making when it comes to time management, is putting too much on your plate. We often feel like superwoman, and I don't doubt we can do it all, but I want you to ask yourself, is it really necessary to do it all? Creating a realistic schedule is going to set you apart from overworked, underpresent, heading towards burnout mode, and successful, happy, and productive boss lady mode. I promise I know this too well from experience. So please don't try to do all the things at once. You're in control of your schedule. That's one of the best parts of being an entrepreneur. So why make your life more stressful than it needs to be? When you're creating your schedule, choose a few items from your priority list that need to get done along with the time you are planning to actually do it. And then go all in and focus on those tasks, knowing that the rest will be done later. And if you have room to add more to the schedule in the moment, that's just an added bonus. And I feel like I should remind you here that there is no award for being the busiest or having the most stacked schedule. I don't know why we are all running around trying to wear this badge of busy like it's some magical thing that makes us so special. It's just not. So please, please just remember that. There is no award or trophy for having the most stacked schedule. Now, getting real with yourself and how you want to manage your time is really the first step in time management. You don't have to, and you shouldn't, just do what you see everyone else doing. The systems you create to manage your time should be as unique as you are. And with a flexible plan, you'll be able to keep up with your workload, manage your to-do list, and enjoy the summer with your kids. The second step is the beautiful world of delegation, one of the ultimate superpowers for reclaiming your time. I'd strongly encourage you to spend some time identifying tasks that can be outsourced and prepare yourself for when the time is right to delegate those tasks. Even if it's not now, chances are it's coming sooner than you think. So be ready. How can you set yourself up and make it simple? I have a board in Trello labeled Dream Team, where I like to keep a running list of all of the SOPs for any task I would love to delegate to someone else one day. That way, when I do delegate, when I am ready, it's all set up and ready to go, and there is no extra work or excuse as to why I can't hand that off to someone else. There's nothing holding me back from just, here you go. I've already done the work up front, and now it's yours to take on. Now, once you start delegating, you'll begin to see how powerful it is to leverage the power of a support team. I recently heard someone say that we have to pay for our village these days, and unfortunately, that is a sad part of reality. And delegating tasks and outsourcing are going to give you the hands-on help that a village can. Don't just think business here either. I'm going to share a few of the things I personally delegate for my life and my business that have changed how I do things. Because oftentimes when we hear outsource and delegate, we're thinking business, business, business. But it can do a lot for your personal life as well. So I have a wonderful team that I have helped me with social media graphics and reels, which takes a lot of time off my plate, blog creation, Pinterest management, podcast editing, show notes for my podcast. I have a whole team of people working behind the scenes with me as my village to really help me be able to get some of these things done. I also have someone come in and clean my home every other week, which has been a game changer for me. I absolutely love it. And you know, it's hard to hand that off, but it saves me so much time. We also have a neighborhood kid come and take care of our yard, and I use Instacart for my groceries, unless of course I need a classic trip to the grocery store vacation to get away from the craziness, which I do like to do quite often as well. But when I don't have time to go to the store and escape myself, I love to use Instacart or ClickUp at Fred Meyer, because it just saves so much time, right? Delegating was something that I really struggled with. And if I'm being honest, because I'm a bit of a control freak and I love to have my hands in everything, it was just really hard for me. I also love to do things myself, and I kind of thrive on being a stress case with a stacked schedule. Like, that has been my personality for so long. It's how I identify, right? But I realized that if I wanted to scale my business, then I had to start to make some changes. You start with just one thing you feel comfortable with handing off, then you layer on. And before you know it, you've created a team that's backing you and making your scaling dreams closer than ever. Delegating was something I struggled with. And if I'm being honest, it's because I'm a bit of a control freak. I love to have my hands in everything. I also love to do things myself, and I kind of thrive on being a stress case with a stacked schedule. I feel like that was my personality for so long, but I realized that if I wanted to scale my business, I had to make some changes. I had to hand some of this off. And you just start with one thing you feel comfortable with, then you layer on, and before you know it, you've created a team that's backing you and making your scaling dreams closer than ever. P.S. I know that it can be a privilege to get the help and the support that you need to, by bringing in a team, But there are ways that you can do this without paying hundreds or thousands of dollars every month. You can leverage your network. Think about your connections and who you know, and think about what they do and how you can support each other and collab or even trade services, or look for a neighborhood kid that can help you, or someone in high school who could work through some of your graphic design. I mean, there's always a way. You just have to think outside of the box and be creative, especially when you're getting started. And of course, we can't forget about the wonders of technology and automation. Tied with delegation for my favorite way to save time and make more money, there is a whole world of tools and apps that you can leverage to streamline your operations, automate repetitive tasks, and create more breathing room in your schedule. It's like having your very own virtual assistant, and it will change the way that you run your business. You know those people who always post about getting Stripe notifications while they're at the beach? Well, it's because they've automated their business and they don't need to be the point person to make every sale. It's like having your very own virtual assistant, even if you're not ready to delegate and bring someone in, because automation is a simple step that will absolutely change your life, point blank. So, how do you feel about your time management skills as we are in full-blown summer? Do you feel confident and like you have a system in place, or do you need a little more help making the most of your scaled back schedule? Let me know in the review section of Apple Podcast, or send me a message at Megan@BossLadiesAndBabies.com. Join us in the next episode of the Summer Success Blueprint as we continue our quest towards summer success. We'll be delving into another captivating topic that will empower you as an entrepreneur. Until then, remember that time is your ally, and with the right time management techniques, you're unstoppable. Till next time, stay bossy.
I love this podcast so much, and I am so excited that we are on season 5 of the Boss Ladies and Babies podcast. Some of you have been with me since the beginning. Some of you might be new listeners, but either way, I am so thankful for this space and this community and for you following along on my journey. Also, I'm so thankful that you inspire me every single day just by being here. I love connecting with and supporting other moms who are growing their businesses while raising their babies, and I couldn't do any of this without you. If you like this podcast, please, please, please leave me a quick review over on Apple Podcasts. I know you're a busy mom. I know you've got a lot to do. It won't take much. Just a quick emoji or a couple sentences is all we need to help get more eyes on this podcast, to connect with and inspire even more women, to grow our community together. I would be so thankful. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave that quick review, and let's keep this show growing.
Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you liked this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer, like community, coaching, merch, and more at BossLadiesAndBabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.